All right. Good evening, everybody. And Ed Templin is our only guest this evening. I will call this meeting to order, and will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I will declare a quorum with all three board members present. And tonight's meeting, end of the year, is for basically just paying the December bills so that we can go into the new year with as close to zero balances with all our vendors as possible. So Katie's prepared the vouchers. I'll let you do the honors.
I think I got all the last minute additions on. So if you want to double check, make sure. I'm going to move to approve the vouchers incurred in December 2020.
Okay, motion. I will second that motion. That has been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 And our, okay, passes 3-0. Our other short item of business, Ed, you kind of jumped our train last month, or a couple weeks ago. We had been talking about a bonus for Gail, so I guess you'll hear about it on here. So we are going to do a $1,000 bonus for Gail Futhi, for his continued great work with the cemetery. And also we are gonna commission a plaque that we're gonna put at the cemetery and install there. And basically that says, in appreciation to the Futhies for their decades of service to the citizens of Rose Hill and Dunlop Cemetery, we thank you.
Great.
So that's gonna be a permanent installation at the Dunlop Cemetery in recognition of Gail and his dad, and now his nephew, Gail's nephew, who's been helping. And literally that they've done this for years and years and years, and constantly maintained the cemetery looking extremely well. So I think that's nice.
Yep.
Are we gonna move and?
Sorry?
Are we gonna officially vote to do that?
No, it's under a couple, it's under $100, so we don't even have to vote on it. Ed, did you have anything in discussion?
No, just come down, see what's going on, see.
Okay.
What's happening?
Simple. You guys, anything?
Nope.
Nope, you won't see me next month.
Okay.
I won't. You got the month, don't you?
Jan?
No. Don't
you guys pass the keys over to somebody?
Yeah.
On January 12th, that's before our next meeting.
January 12th is when the new board will be sworn in.
So I'm going to go ahead and try to make sure that Carol is set up well with all the reports and stuff. I'm going to try to go ahead and do the annual report for her, since I'm the one that did all the books. I'm going to try to include her in some of that stuff, though, too, so she has a clue what to do for the next year. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, I will just finalize and just say thank you, Ed. I've always appreciated the fact that you do get involved and you're a active citizen, keeping an eye on government. I like that. Michael, I definitely appreciate the fact that you'd came to meetings for a couple of years before even getting on the board, willing to ask questions first before, you know, railing on things or drawing conclusions. and Katie, you've always been steady Eddie, for lack of a better phrase. just kind of kept plugging at it, and we kept going. I think I'm definitely proud of a lot of the things our administration has done. Got the audits done all the way back to 2013. Actually started this chip seal program, getting that going in the township. Did a website. Oh, sorry, go back to the audits. I think I remember, I get the numbers close to here. There's 1,020 roughly townships in the state of Kansas, and we're one of only 9 that has to have audits. so we were able to get those done. And, you know, created the website for greater transparency and reporting to the citizens. Michael, definitely like how you picked that up and helped our electronic portion of the administration and our also the record keeping in a cloud drive. That's, I think, just moving us forward and current into the present. What else? Whole bunch of culverts. A lot of people commenting on how much trees cutting back and how many ditches have been cleaned out and done. I appreciate the guys working hard on that. We got through a couple of overseers leaving. We got through an overseer passing away, unfortunately. And just kind of kept plugging away at it. I know it was, I hate to use the term rocky road, but I know we had our bumps along the way and learning curve, but just kind of kept at it. So I'd like to thank all of you, both of you, very much.
Thank you.
All right. Wish everybody a very happy new year and good luck to the incoming board. Call it.